Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em and Jasmine with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, yesterday the Katter's Australian Party is pledging to introduce legislation repealing the 2018 abortion laws. The current law, set by the Labor Party, allows termination up to 22 weeks into pregnancy, and after this point, two medical practitioners would have to sign off on the procedure. On Tuesday, Robbie Katter said his party will, quote, quick as you like, put a repeal back into Parliament on those abortion laws. The ABC News says if there is a change in government from the October election, the Katter Party's abortion bill could be presented to the House. Brisbane's Youth Advocacy Centre has hit back at the LNP's proposed Regional Reset Camps program, saying it will do little to address the root cause of youth crime. The program would send people at risk of committing a criminal offence to a reset camp, which youth advocates say would be open to abuse, and rack up a bill of $50 million to implement. The reset camps are already being compared to the Newman government's boot camps for young people, which cost over $16 million and are remembered as expensive failures. In national news, an independent review found that limited awareness of paid family and domestic violence leave has meant many have gone without the entitlement in its first year, with those surveyed saying the scheme allowed them to access legal and medical support and helped change workplace culture. The study deemed the first year a success, but recommended greater education on its use for both employees and employers. The federal government confirmed it would review the recommendations.
Content warning, this news bulletin references black deaths in custody and mental health. In Port Phillip Prison, Victoria, Mr. Marley Wright Martin was found unresponsive in a segregated isolation cell September this year. The 27-year-old's passing comes less than a month after the death of another man in Port Phillip Prison. The counsel assisting the coroner, Ben Ike KC, told the court Marley had a history of poor mental health and suicidal tendencies. He stated that Marley was last seen during a lights-out check at 7:10 p.m. on September the 3rd before being found and declared deceased in his cell during an early morning cell check the next day. In the Victorian Correctional Suicide Prevention Framework, it states that prisoners in segregated cells must be observed at a minimum of every 15 minutes by a correctional officer in Category S1 or every 30 minutes in Category S2. While a brief of evidence for the inquest is currently being compiled, the hearing has been adjourned. Marley's brother, Dixon Patton, said no family should receive the news about their loved one dying in prison. Black deaths in custody is an absolute disgrace, he said. In international news, the US state of Florida is expecting to be hit by the Category 5 Hurricane Milton in the coming days, only a week after the destructive Hurricane Helene, which claimed over 200 lives. The hurricane reached wind speeds of over 290 kilometers per hour yesterday, is expected to make landfall in Tampa Bay, which is currently undergoing evacuation. The storm is being described as a once-in-a-lifetime due to its size and speed, with meteorologists and climate scientists asserting that climate change is fueling the rapidity of the wild weather. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news right now. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.